A month ago, Circuit Judge Terry Lewis chose a map drawn by a coalition of voting rights groups over proposals drawn by the House and Senate. Tuesday, the attorneys made their case one last time before the Florida Supreme Court. But waiting in the wings is a federal challenge based on Democratic Congresswoman Corrine Brown's District 5. David King, attorney for the plaintiffs, says he's hopeful that challenge will be thrown out.
I think there is a very strong argument that District 5 will perform for the African-American candidate in the new configuration, and consequently that will probably, that finding will most likely end the federal lawsuit.
King's clients, most notably the League of Women Voters, successfully argued for District 5 to take on an east-west orientation. Brown argues the change will disenfranchise African-American voters. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.